Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I am very excited to have Caroline Chan, General Manager of the 5G Infrastructure Division within Intel's Network Platform Group with us today. Welcome, Caroline. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun last year doing this. So I can't wait to do this again. And also talk a little bit more about my favorite topic. What can 5G do for you?
Yes, it was a hoot the last time. Why don't you just give me an update? 5G is something that everybody's talking about. Your group is at the tip of the spear on this topic for us. Tell me where the industry is at with 5G, and to your point, what can it do for us?
So we recently had some pretty high-profile launch announcement by AT&T and Verizon, fixed wireless based on 5G. We also have European operator indicating that they're getting ready. They're looking at this as a way of advancing their service portfolio. You also have the Asian operators like KT, SKT, both very public. Don't forget China, the big mover and shaker in the industry, and really saying we want to accelerate. One of the things that is fundamental is that 5G is really more than a interface technology. When we looked at 3G and LTE, has always been focusing on what are the advancements in interface technology, how much faster speed. But if you listen carefully to the 5G, a lot of time people talk about is something called edge computing. 5G is a tool because 5G brings several very useful features that folks may or may not be aware of. Of course, there is the speeds, there is a low latency. But for the first time, it's building into the standard that you do something called a network slicing. You can slice a network such that the infrastructure today that serves a single purpose, a general purpose, is no longer so. You can literally have a slice for a manufacturing plant, another slice for a transportation, and another slice for retail. Based on the application service requirements, you wind up having a very dedicated and dynamic network resource to fit that need, that anywhere from latency, bandwidth, and today we just talked about even a frequency. So when you look at that, that 5G becomes a cloud-like infrastructure, but instead of in the cloud, it's at the edge. So that's why the word edge computing, edge cloud, multi-access computing really becomes a word that people use all the time. On Monday, I was at a pre-CES conference in Vegas. On stage, I joined a general manager from Toyota and the group CTO from Ericsson. We jointly announced the formation of an automotive edge compute consortium that will be welcoming different car manufacturers, telco manufacturers, software vendors, cloud vendors, and network operators all into one. This is so exciting to me because before when I worked on cellular, it's just for people to make phone calls, download web page. But now I'm talking to an entirely different breed of people, car manufacturers, retail, casinos, and gaming operators, hospitals. Everybody say, well, what can 5G do for me? They really look at 5G to transforming their business. Really, we need to start looking at 5G as a tool, as a fundamental shift in how the network is serving society. It's a tool that has the potential to transform the verticals into something that, A, can be much more efficient, and from a service provider side, it's a way to monetize it.
Tell me, where is the ecosystem in terms of delivery of products for communications and for business?
I remember at least 2 years ago when we started talking at the Mobile World Congress, and things have progressed quite well. So there is a consortium standard body called SCMEC that they have actually standard already released, a common API. And on top of that, Intel has been working with all our customers and trying to get something that people can start accelerating their development, because this is edge compute is actually interesting because it is really a cross between an IT and a communication in the bottom, IT in the front. So yeah, it's really a combination of both. It's a little bit difficult if you think about it, because that world has traditionally been separate. Now these two have to collide. These two have to work together in order to find new ways to monetize your existing communication network. So we have released an SDK, a software development kit, and that has gone through several iterations. Now we have the stack that connects, has plug-in modules for Wi-Fi, for LTE. We will have plug-in modules for 5G NR in the next few months. We have a foundational software that allows the developers to start writing software on it. It is a traditional Intel enabling design or software development kit. It is open. It is a common, runs on all the Intel platforms. We also have what we call a best-known configuration that guides our ODM partners, and these are the different SKUs that you can select and pick to roll out the SDK. We actually have done quite a few trials in 2017. In fact, in 2018, I'm really happy to say that we will see commercial revenue coming in. It is still at the beginning of that curve, but we are seeing different commercial startups happen. That's the hardest thing. Somebody, the first mover, to say, yes, I'm going to do this. It's a large-scale nationwide rollout in a particular vertical, and we hope that we'll be getting this to a much broader industry. We also start integrating the cloud service stack, because we understand for the edge cloud to be scalable, the cloud needs to also come in, be part of the play. So we're also working on that. And we have a very solid roadmap adding in AI machine learning framework from other part of Intel. So we're starting this even on LTE, and then will 5G becomes widely commercially available, we'll be ready for that.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the edge in particular, because this technology does require very rugged, energy efficient deployments. And I wanted to talk to you about the Xeon D processor. We just launched our next generation Xeon D 2100 into the marketplace. How do you see this playing for the edge? And what are the unique attributes that we've built into this processor that help fuel network functions?
The portfolio has always included the Intel Xeon Scalable and the Atom C3K processors. Now we have this new Xeon D 2100. It really expanded our portfolio. So now that we are able to have this advanced data center intelligence, we can build a very data-driven services, drive as much analytics from the network and any verticals that we ever go into. They always want to know what analytics can you provide. Now with the Xeon D, you have a much more high-dense options. So this is really well suited for high density and network endpoints. Connected car is one example. You need to have a very optimum performances. At the same time, Xeon D supports all of the instruction set and capabilities of Xeon's scalable platform. So we're able to do things like network slicing, all the virtualization, foundational software are now ported onto the Xeon D as well. So we can address indoor, outdoor, all different SKUs, anywhere from a small retail store to a large warehouse. We even have cases that we deployed this onto the port. A very large coverage area, we'll be able to have all the tool sets, all the CPU processors that can meet any of the requirements.
What's different to you when you look at that technical challenge than designing for a data center?
By integrating a lot of the functions onto a system on a chip form factor, we're able to deliver the same amount of performance but in a much denser and lower power environment. So we have gone into places like a retail store, very much constrained by space and power, you know. So Xeon D 2100 becomes a much more well-suited form factor. So 18 months after the Xeon D 1500 was launched, now we have the Xeon D 2100, give an even higher CPU performance, a faster processor, much better packet processing, and more importantly, we get a 2x of memory bandwidth. Also, there's a much higher degree of integration with 100 gig crypto and compression, the quick assist, and then 4x the 10 gig Ethernet. So all of these give us another portfolio that we can address a different vertical environments.
One final question for you. If folks want to engage with you further in this conversation and get in touch with the Intel team to learn more about 5G and the edge, where should they reach out to you? Where can they find you online?
on Twitter. I tweet under Caroline Chen Intel 5G. What a descriptive name. Also, we have a network builder. Intel Network Builder has a very special page in there, talks about 5G, white papers, use cases. There's also a SDK. You can go to our Network Builder page and click through the licensing agreement and download the SDK.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.